Hello everyone and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
There you go. So I'm with Estibalita.
Hola.
I'm with JP.
Hey kids, who are you?
I'm Leo. Okay, so let's start with this email that we received from Martinillo.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
You're not Martinillo.
All right. He's asking a lot of questions to the whole team, but especially to JP and Esti.
Okay.
Ooh.
So let's start with the questions.
Okay.
The first question is, JP, has your opinion about flashcards changed in the last 2 years?
So Martin, first of all, which one is your opinion?
Oh, I hate flashcards. I don't believe in them.
Really?
Yeah, I hate them.
They help me in Chinese.
Hatred.
No, they don't.
A little bit.
No, I hate them. So I don't think they really help. I think they make people feel better. But if that makes you feel better, then by all means use them. But otherwise, you're learning your flashcards. The thing about studying flashcards is that you study the cards and you get really good at the cards. But flashcards are not language. If you want to study language, you have to talk to people. If you want to communicate, you have to actually communicate.
So I have a question.
What's that?
If I feel like not talking to anybody, so I won't learn.
Right.
Oh,
sorry.
I won't learn anything
But
today.
You're always talking, Nasty.
No, not today.
Always.
Nah.
So, Martinil, thanks for that question. No, my opinion hasn't changed. I'm not a flashcard fan.
All right, question two.
Okay.
JP, what's the story about the grammar guide? Seriously, do you think it should be completed? Or do you think that a show like La Clave is the way to go?
Well, you know what? I like La Clave.
I love it.
I like it so much.
it's a fun way to talk about grammar. The grammar guide itself as a reference is... It would be a useful thing, and maybe my replacement will fill it out. I'll tell you what, I was too busy here in Studio Fiesta to actually dedicate time to the grammar guide, unfortunately, for a lot of people. But I do know that there are a lot of grammar resources online that people are already quoting, you know, already. Yeah. So people don't necessarily need me to write another reference. But what I can do is make a show like La Clave that'll, you know, make grammar a little bit more entertaining, I think.
Cool. So question three.
JP, here we have another question.
Okay.
In your opinion, what's the greatest disadvantage of teaching with short podcasts?
Oh, this is totally a trap. This is a trap question. The greatest disadvantage of teaching with short podcasts, I think, is not being able to talk and respond to the students. And I think that if you're learning language, the one thing you must do is speak and respond and communicate. And obviously, podcasts are one-way communication.
The feedback is missing there.
Right. Now that's true of a lot of methods, not just podcasts, but a lot of other ways that people learn language. You know, it's just they're reading or they're just listening and they're not actually speaking back. The most important thing that you should do if you're learning language is to communicate, right? And all the other things like flashcards are superfluous. Now, I do think that the short podcasts that we make, they fill a gap in Spanish instruction that other methods don't usually address, and that's listening comprehension. I think a lot of people find our podcasts do help their listening comprehension more than they realize, and they're surprised to find out how much they've learned from the short podcast. So there is a place for short podcasts, but it's not a catch-all. You can't learn all your language from podcasts. You have to do other things too.
Yeah, of course.
You must try an integrated method of learning.
Yeah, I think you have to try different things, and the whole of these things together get you to learn the language.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Hey, let's ask Esti some questions.
No.
Martinillo has some questions for you.
Easy questions,
okay.
Please.
Esti, do you have some recommendations for Basque movies or movies filmed in the Basque country? Okay.
For example, a very well-known movie about the Basque country and the political conflict. It's called La Pelota Vasca.
La pelota vasca. La basketball?
No. Ish. No, this is a movie of the director called Julio Medem.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a must, even if you agree or not with the content of the movie. It was a great... Todo el mundo la vio.
Everybody's seen it, right? Everybody's seen it.
Sorry.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Okay.
But it makes you feel different, depending on the person. I mean,
depending
you can...
Depending on your beliefs, I guess.
Yes, I guess. Better to see it and judge for yourself.
Okay.
Great.
Then there is another one that I love, it's about the language, about the Basque language. In Basque, it's called Cuchida Subidea Ixabel. I'll type that for you.
Okay.
And so it's a really fun movie where you see this Spanish guy go into a really, really Basque small town, and he has to spend like a month living with a farm family in a farm, in a Basque farm, where they just speak in Basque. Mm-hmm. So it's a, you know, a total immersion language thing to
okay.
do.
That sounds like fun.
And it's really fun, you know, because when you don't really know a language, yeah. it can get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a comedy. I okay. like that one.
Cool.
Good.
What else? Obaba.
Obama?
Obaba.
Obaba.
Obaba, Obaba is another... No, it's another movie based on... Basque.
Barack Obama. Basque.
Shut up, guys. I'm trying to be intelligent here, and
sorry.
I can't.
Sorry.
Okay, so shall I continue?
Yes, please do.
Thank you. So, Obaba, it's based on a novel, which it has been translated into many, many different languages. It's really famous and good book to read. Nowadays, we also have the movie.
Okay.
Well, I went to see it in San Sebastian in the...
Film festival?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I went. And I went there with Mikkel and a friend of Mikkel.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of them were like, what? What? What was about? And I was like, wow, it was a great movie. You know, those kind of weird movies that you don't really know why was everything about.
Yeah, where you hate it, yeah, but your girlfriend loves it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know exactly what kind of movie that is.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you can see many places of the Basque Country too. Another one is Escape from Segovia.
Escape from Segovia?
Yeah, it's about some prisoners trying to escape from the La Cárcel de Segovia.
Okay, is that the national
it's
jail?
It's based on true... It's
really?
A true story.
Okay.
How do you say that?
It's based on historical events.
Yeah. Basado en hechos reales.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's
yeah,
that's
good
enough
beginning.
For today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough for today. Okay, Martini has one more question for you.
No. It's yes.
Any recommendations of what to see in San Sebastian or in the Basque Country?
Okay, well, since I'm Basque, I can tell you that everywhere you go in the Basque Country is so pretty that you can visit almost every single meter of the country. But... I really like San Sebastian, the old part where you can go and have a nice walk and see some churches and have some pinchos and wine.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you
pinchos
can...
Pinchos is tapas.
Yes. You can also go to Zarautz. It's a town about 20 minutes driving from San Sebastian,
mm-hmm.
also in the seaside. All the seaside, the Cantabrico seaside, it's so pretty that you can just, you know, rent a car... And go seeing all the seaside and stop in every town to have some good food.
Good wine.
Good wine, yeah. And a really nice place, it's called Gastelugache. It's
Gastelugache, Gastelugache yourself.
It's the name of the place. It's on the sea with a really narrow path. That mm-hmm. connects from the land to this kind of... It's a castle in the middle of the sea.
Like in a little island?
No, it's just a castle. It's not even an island.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little ermita.
Okay. A hermitage.
Yeah, it's really pretty to go there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's go to San Sebastian.
Stop me, man!
Okay, stop, Esti. That's enough.
And the last question of Martinillo is for the whole Spanish pod team. And it is, what's the opinion about user-organized activities such as reading books together? As far as I remember, you didn't get involved into this.
Oh.
Why?
Why?
Why Spanish pod team?
Okay, well, I'll answer that. We saw that the users were organizing book clubs and reading books together, and that was awesome. I'll tell you why I couldn't participate in it. And the reason why is because I don't have those books. I'm in China. I can't buy those books and read with you, my friends.
Yeah, but, it's kind of hard here.
But my opinion is that it is awesome that you're doing those together, that you're having that book club, and I hope they do well. I know Lily started her book club on Del Taco al Tango, and there's been a great response to that.
Yeah, it started pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And actually, And actually, book clubs have been part of our, you know, in the back of our minds for a long time now. And for at least a year, we've been talking about how to organize something where the community can read something together, either as an advanced media lesson or as just an activity on the side. We will figure out soon how to do that, how to put something together, and you'll see that in the upcoming months, I think.
By the way, I'm reading a book of Gabriel García Márquez, which is called El amor en los tiempos del cólera.
Oh, Love in the Time of Cholera.
Nice. Yeah, it's a really good book.
Mm-hmm.
All the books of this Gabriel García Márquez is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my own book club, Esti and Esti.
So next Monday we're coming out with a lesson, intermediate lesson. It's called chess.
Chess. You all play chess?
It's I know like the basic moves, but I don't know any like good like plays, you know, games.
Oh, my dad used to make me play chess every day until I was like 7.
No way.
Yeah, and I lost every single day. I lost to my dad. I was like, Dad, why don't you let me win? He's like, what would be the point of that? Like, I could win something. And I didn't play much chess after that, but I do know how to beat someone in 7 moves.
Ooh.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Also, on Wednesday, we're coming out with an advanced lesson. It's called Facebook.
Facebook lesson. Oh, yeah. It's about...
like Facebook language in Spanish?
Yeah, but it's also about some privacy issues, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people don't want to everybody to see their pictures and... Yeah. It's scary.
It's scary. Leo, you have like thousands of friends on Facebook and you let them see everything.
Yeah.
Well, Lily
says
it's scary.
There is a picture I want you to delete from Facebook that I don't like it.
Which one?
I won't tell it on the micro.
Okay.
Anywho, on Friday, there's an elementary lesson and it's privacy.
Oh, the lesson about privacy. I think...
it's a couple. One of them is trying to do something.
On the computer,
secretly,
right?
Secretly. And yeah. The other one is like, aha!
Gotcha!
Yeah, and he's like, don't you knock. You know how to knock.
All right. We also have other news. We want to remind you guys about the Spanish Pod app for the iPhone. It's great. I already said it on the last Que Pasa. It's really, really nice. Just go into the iTunes App Store and look for Quick Review Spanish Pod. And it's great. Download it to your iPhone. You're going to love it.
It's free too, right?
And it's free.
I'm loving it.
It's not McDonald's.
I'm sorry.
What else we got?
We also have a new discount for people who's retired older than 60 years old. We figured out that there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they're retired now and they would like to learn something new, like continue this learning thing. So we're going with a 20% discount for you senior people.
Excellent. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm senior.
SD, you're going to have to show your senior citizen card.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. We'll see that.
One.
We'll see that in 40 years.
No. I want the discount and I want it now. It's a great discount.
SD, I'll hook you up. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You know the right people, SD. So that's it for today, folks.
Sweet. Is this our last Que Pasa, SD?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, we got one more. All right, never mind.
So this is it. See you next week.
Hasta luego. Hasta
Bye.
SD just gave me a baffling hand sign. I'm not sure what it means.
Oh, did you see Star Trek?
No. But I was working in a lesson about Star Trek. That's what
it was. Nice.